My next guest is the host of one of Chicago's most successful podcasts, Chicago, the country's. Arnie Niekamp is a Chicago improviser who hosts Hello from the Magic Tavern. The premise for the improvised podcast is pretty run-of-the-mill. Arnie falls into a dimensional rift behind a Burger King and ends up in an alternative world called Foon, but he still can get a faint wireless signal from the Burger King, so he hosts a podcast from a tavern in the alternate universe that old saw.
You know.
You know. His co-stars are Chunt the Badger and Usador the Wizard. Both help Arnie better understand his new home, Foon. Those characters are played by Matt Young and Adil Rafai. The three improvisers have worked together for years in various shows at I.O. and the hit show World News Tonight. Hello from the Magic Tavern is a huge success, being named one of the best podcasts in the country by several lists, and has toured all over, has a rabid, loyal following, one that helps Arnie and the guys keep the universe organized. They're going to be on stage this weekend at the Music Box Theater, Sunday night, 7 o'clock. Arnie Niekamp, my guest tonight. Arnie, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
We're excited to have you, man. This is one of the best podcasts, like I said, not just in Chicago, but in the world. Let's talk about the podcast first. I mean, it is an improvised podcast.
Absolutely, 100% improvised.
And this is, where does the concept come from?
It's a weird one, isn't it? Like, it basically came from the fact that I wanted to, first and foremost, you know, it's hard to get any attention. There are so many podcasts now. You kind of have to do something really high concept or really niche. And so luckily I just like really weird genre bending things. And I'd had a lot of failed attempts at doing sort of chat podcasts, just sort of talking about things right. I was interested in. But I always wanted to do something with story. Like I love good serialized story, but at the same time, like I'm not like a radio drama guy, like all that elaborate
radio production.
Yeah, it's not
like a sketch, right? It's not like beginning, middle, end play that you put on with Foley artists and things like that.
Yeah, and for some reason, like my attention, like what I wanted was I wanted a chat show. Like I wanted something like this, right? That you can, like you're driving and you can totally engage with it. And it's not like there's some part of your brain that's like, okay, I can pay attention or not, so I can stick with it. But introducing story into that.
Yeah.
So as if we were just having this conversation in a bar, but you know, an elf or a dragon came in and sat down and was like, what are you guys talking about?
I really love it. And what I love about it and what really plays is that, I mean, it's a fictionalized character of yourself, of course. But in it, you do, and I love this kind of improv where you're yourself, you're curious, you respect the characters that are in front of you, whether they're played by your crew or the special guests, and you just kind of go with it. And it's never, you're never trying to one-up, you're never trying to compete. You are the facilitator, you are the curious one. That is a big part of improvisation.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I have the role, like the interviewer role is a fun one, and it's I'm sure, as you know, it's a challenging one at times, but it's kind of cool to be kind of the person that is constantly curious and kind of, but also has to roll with everything. So we have like every episode, we have a different guest who decides what kind of weird fantasy thing they want to play. And it's my job to just like take in the ridiculous thing they're saying and just to kind of like honestly respond to it. So if someone is like, yeah, I'm a walking skeleton who hangs out in you know, the entrance to dungeons. People can, you know, bang on my head a little bit just to get a warm up before they go into the rest of the dungeon.
Right.
And it's my job to just kind of like ask the real question. I would just be like, "Well, gosh, is that
it's exposition, man?
Yeah,
it's great.
Is it hard to go to work every day and do that? Like, really, just try to find the human angle."
I mean,
the guys
in the podcast are hilarious.
Yeah,
I mean, they really are. Both of the guys create great characters, but I do say that the glue that keeps it together is you. This idea that you can continue to ask the right questions. You know, it's comedy, but it is this idea of asking the right questions to move it along. And again, it's that respect. It's not, you're not breaking. I mean, it's sometimes that you're laughing at what they just said, but it's that respect that you give to the character and what is being created in front of you.
I really try to be also weirdly my most compassionate self, almost to a fault, because, you know, it's in this weird fantasy world, which is probably kind of like sometimes is wonderful, but is also probably kind of bleak. You know, like people are talking about like just, oh, and I cut someone's head off. And, you know, in real life, I would be like, oh, no, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Right.
But, you know, in the show, I'm just sort of almost a supportive to a fault where I'm like, oh, OK, well, I'm sure I'm sure you had your reasons for cutting that person's head off. It's a tough life here in this magical world.
It's great. And just to give people an understanding, because I set it up in the intro, but it is this idea that you sort of found this wormhole or this dimensional rift. You fell into it, and now you're in an alternate universe.
Yes.
And you are in a tavern in that alternate universe, but you could still get the Wi-Fi from the Burger King that you felt from the Earth.
Yeah.
And that's that's how you can podcast back and be able to do that. That's great.
We put in probably a ridiculous amount of forethought into like making the utterly unbelievable premise have any kind of like a little bit of believability, because so it's like, well, how am I getting this podcast from a magical world? Well, it's very simple. I have a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift. So I upload it every
week.
Simple,
right.
And, you know, so we try to have, like, think of fun ways to explain all of that stuff. And that's so important to us because we also wanted to have, like, a dialogue with our listeners.
And that you got.
That we got. Yeah.
In studio, Arnie Niekamp, he is one of the guys. And hello from the Magic Tavern. The great podcast right out of Chicago here, the Chicago Podcast Co-op and Max and Cards Against Humanity has been the place that you've been able to co-produce with and be able to use their space. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break.
Sure.
We'll come back. And I really want to talk to you about the show that's coming up and what we'll see at the Music Box on Sunday, but also about that relationship with your listener, because I would just assume, as you and I do similar things, the surprise and elation that this has taken off the way it has,
yeah,
and the way that the interaction has gone,
yes,
it's been pretty intense.
Some crazy, crazy, interesting stuff has happened. So stay tuned.
Arnie Niekamp is my guest tonight. Hello from the Magic Tavern is the podcast. It'll be on stage live at the Music Box Theater Sunday night at 7 o'clock as part of the Podcast Passport series. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with Arnie. Stay with us. It's Download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me tonight, Arnie Niekamp. He is the host of Hello from the Magic Tavern, the great podcast right here out of Chicago that makes all the year-end lists for best podcasts in the country. I mean, the world, really. It's got a rabid, loyal following. It's going to be live on stage at the Music Box Theater this Sunday night at 7 o'clock. It's part of the Podcast Passport series. Hello from the Magic Tavern. I kind of teased it out beforehand, but the response that you've been able to get from listeners, because podcasts is, like you said at the top of this interview, it's hard game, man. There's a lot of times that, yeah, that it takes a while to get people to find traction. There's traction on this. I mean, from you're doing Reddit AMAs. I mean, you're doing things and having experiences that a lot of podcasters don't get.
Yeah. And if you measure your success in fan art, we're doing quite well. Like, there's so much on like Twitter and Reddit and stuff, just like people drawing the ridiculous things that we're performing. And it's so fun. It's so like sort of satisfying. We, like I said, sort of right before the break, like we wanted the show to kind of like be a dialogue with the audience. You know, we improvise it because like there's such a fun energy from that, like from not knowing where it's going to go and just having to live with the consequences of the every dumb thing that any of us have said.
Yeah,
and
right.
In fact, one of the central gimmicks of the show is that everything anyone says is canon, not just for that episode, but for every episode. So if you start with episode one, some dumb thing that someone just made up because they couldn't think of something better
becomes
part
reality,
of the reality,
right,
of that world that we reference kind
How
of forever.
How do you keep it organized? I mean, in the way that you're, I mean, do you rely on your listenership? I mean, because there's now wikis and other things that say, these are all the references that have been made in Hello from the Magic Tavern for the seasons. How do you as an improviser recognize and organize that you're building something?
At first, it was just us keeping it all in our heads because, you know, and also the things that we thought were the funniest would be the things we would remember the best. And, you know, also like there are three main hosts. There's me and Matt, who plays this pompous wizard. And then there's Adel, who plays this shapeshifter, who's almost always a talking,
yeah,
badger. And, you know, everybody kind of keeps some percentage of the info in their head, you know. Luckily, I'm the outsider, right? I'm the fish out of water,
right,
so
right.
I don't have to remember stuff as well. It's a little bit more on those two. But part of it is, like, part of the fun of the improv is you feel us skating to the edge of messing up and having to save it. So one of us will contradict something, and the other will scramble to sort of fix it, and that's part of the fun. But as we've done a lot of episodes, like we've done over 100 episodes.
Jeez.
And created a lot of things in the show, in the world of the show. Our fans have started keeping a wiki page. So a free, sometimes we'll be like, wait, what's the deal with dwarves in our world? We got a quick look it up on the wiki and see. And we'll sometimes be reading it like, really? We said that, huh? I guess that's
Are you surprised? I mean, you're surprised at how rabid the following has become. I mean, the idea that you start off and you want you want an interaction with your listeners, that's part of how you designed it. But are you surprised at the lengths that that your loyal fans go to?
I mean, yes and no. Like, in theory, I'm not surprised because I passionately love things that I, you know, obsess about and will write, you know, spend too much time online talking about. But it is weird when something you do is so, like, means that much to a listener. And yeah, we get so many emails, like almost more emails than we can read. People writing to the characters in the world, and we read emails in every episode. And so people ask us questions that help build the world of the show.
Well, they almost like to play along. I mean, they're
exactly
into it.
Yeah,
they're improvising themselves,
like,
right?
As the improvisers are kind of pushing against each other, creating something weirder than they could individually. Having the audience kind of be a part of that as well is fun. For a while, we set up a thing where you could send packages, and so we would open packages, and people would send us weird Japanese candy because they wanted to know what a wizard would try to make of that. Or they'd send us Magic the Gathering cards, or this weird drink that we weren't sure if it was a drink or a cologne, but we weren't sure about that until after we drank it.
And the best part is there's you, the improvisers, that aren't sure what it is. But
exactly.
But then also in the context of the show, it's a wizard from a different world getting a package and he's not sure what it is. And there's so much you can mine for comedy in there.
Exactly. And one of my favorite things along those lines is, you know, people have started leaving Yelp reviews of the Burger King, because we reference a very specific Burger King that I fell through this dimensional rift behind, which is the Burger King at the corner of Irving and Clark. And it's mentioned.
Every Cub fan knows that Burger
King.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
You should be able to park behind it, but go ahead.
Absolutely.
Right? I know exactly every good Chicagoan has stood right where you got sucked into the dimension.
And people are like, and I say, like, I fell between a dimensional rift behind that Burger King, and they're like, yeah, I think I vaguely know what it looks like back there. And so people have started leaving Yelp reviews of that Burger King, which, first of all, I didn't even know you, like, why would anyone leave normal? Why would anyone non-jokingly leave a Yelp review of a burger, of a specific Burger
that.
King?
Yeah, right.
But they've started leaving reviews that, like, sometimes, like, reference the show, or they're like, I went to this Burger King and it was pretty good, but then there was a dragon back there and that was a little, like, they would just have all these elaborate, like, straight-faced references to the show.
You guys have, not only with the rabid, loyal fan base, but you've become sort of darlings for nerd culture in the way that you'll show up at Comic Cons. But you also have celebrity guests and people now who want to be a part of this. That it used to be just improvisers in Chicago, and now you're getting big names to come and be able to be a part of this. What's it mean to see the podcast kind of go from just a almost a clubhouse feel from, you know, friends in Chicago to what it is today?
I mean, it's great to have a big audience, for one. You know, doing like a decade in some change of just performing on sort of wonderful but little stages in Chicago, and just kind of wanting something a little more lasting, I guess. You know, for the first 10 years, it's like, I love the ephemeral nature of improv, that it disappears. And then one day I'm like, wait a second, I want a thing that doesn't disappear.
Right.
We're so lucky that there are so many amazing improvisers in Chicago. So we've done so many episodes that are just our friends from Chicago, right, who are as funny as almost any improviser in the country. But it's amazing that as we've gotten bigger, people who, like, you know, Paul F. Tompkins, who is amazing, has been on the show, Felicia Day, and then kind of cool, weird ones where we're just like people that aren't necessarily improvisers, but just are interesting and have a point of view and will sort of be like, let's have Colt Cabana, this wrestler, on and just see what he brings
see
to
what
it
he
and
brings,
what he can
right.
do. Cory Doctorow, the sort of science fiction writer, these people who will just kind of weird the show up in a different way, like just sort of add variety.
I love it. You know, I'm always heartened too by the success of the podcast, because you'll get these end of year lists that we put out by The Atlantic or BuzzFeed or something. And it's always almost, I mean, to a T, and it's so infuriating for Chicagoan. It's either LA stand-ups or This American Life spin-offs in New York. And meaning it's the coasts. There's rarely ever any Chicago representation when it comes to the best podcasts in the country. And what's heartening is that Hello from the Magic Tavern is on that list every single time. You are almost always the sole representation of Chicago when it comes to the coast looking at the podcast universe. Do you see it that way? Because Chicago, to me, has a ton of great stuff happening on podcasts and all over the place, but it doesn't seem to get the recognition.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Chicago, like, for everything, right? Everything, like, sort of theater and performance-based, it's just so amazing. Sometimes a little rough around the edges, but, like, I'm not as good at self-promotion in ways that are so wonderful, but also probably, like, can be detrimental at times. But there's so many people, like, there's so many cool podcasts in Chicago. And, you know, this podcast wouldn't exist without Max Demkin and the Chicago Podcast Co-op that he put together sort of at the Cards Against Humanity building. And, you know, if you want to, like, find out about more great Chicago podcasts, yeah, a variety of them, not all comedy, just all kinds of different stuff. I believe if you go to, like, chicagopodcastcoop.com, I think I should know the exact. Google it. You know, at this point, you don't need to know
just
the
Google
web address
the word
of anything.
Podcast,
yeah, just Google right. Podcast yeah, Chicago Co-op. And just, like, a lot of podcasts that are, some of them are very, very small. Some of them are, like, growing really fast. And just see the cool stuff that's going on.
As you guys get older and continue, and you got families, and you guys are moving, I mean, what's the future of the podcast? I mean, you get to a certain point. We had David Koechner on last night, and he was somewhat honest about the idea. He's like, I used to be able to go on stage and improvise at IO West whenever I wanted to, but now I've got a family, and so the gig's got to pay. Yeah. You know, like, I'm taking that before. I don't really have the space for this project, and a project that is wildly successful. I mean, what's the future of it? What's the arc on Hello from the Magic Tavern?
That's a good question. You know, I started it, you know, I sort of pitched the idea to Matt and Adel largely because, you know, I had a daughter and who had just been born, and I realized I wasn't going to have the time to perform live as much or at all. So, you know, I was used to going out and doing live shows all the time and realizing maybe if I just record 3 episodes in a night once a month, I can, this is a way that I can kind of
still perform, right?
So it sort of started as that, and it's grown, and it takes up more and more time, and we travel and do shows, but the main reason we don't do a lot more is it's like, boy, it has to be a really good opportunity. Ironically, I do a show about a guy who is trapped in another world away from his family, but in this world, like, I'm mostly at home with my family, and that's why we don't do as many live shows as we probably would otherwise, because we get a lot of people asking us to do that.
Well, you got one coming up here at the Music Box Theater Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Hello from the Magic Tavern, live on stage. Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, Adel Rifai. Who's going to be the guests?
Oh, we're very excited. We have Tim Ryder, who was involved in the new Mystery Science Theater 3000 season and the tour, and he plays one of our most beloved characters. This sort of silky voiced elf named Nathaniel Quinn-Yarvin. I don't think I'm pronouncing that correctly. Also Rebecca Hansen, who's the new voice of Gypsy on MST3K, is going to be on the show. And we just found out, we're super excited, Chris Lee, who plays Lafayette, and Thomas Jefferson in the Chicago production of Hamilton is going to be in the show.
There you go.
So that'll be great.
All right. So the show, Hello from the Magic Tavern, live on stage at the Music Box Theater this Sunday night at 7 o'clock as part of the podcast Passport series put on by WBEZ at Chicago Public Radio here. Arnie Niekamp, longtime improviser, great to have you on the show. Continued success with the podcast and your career.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been great.